if you don't breathe properly, if you don't use these core muscles I'm talking about properly, if you, you know, don't use your diaphragm properly, don't know how to use these deeper muscles, you're going to use that outer core. You're going to brace like crazy, which is very, very common in CrossFit. So you look ripped, but the inside is not stable.
Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. We are going to be hitting on all three today because I have got Dawn Joseph, kinesiologist and group fitness leader for over 20 years. Dawn's specialty area these days, though, is proper core strengthening, and that is appropriate because May is Pelvic Pain Awareness Month. She is going to get down and dirty and talk to us about how we should be feeling as we're running and lifting, why health and longevity is connected to our core, and going to give us the difference between stability and mobility, because sometimes those terms are used interchangeably in the fitness space. You are going to love hearing from Dawn. Without further ado, Dawn Joseph of Simply Core Fit. Are you tired of meal services that deliver directly to your door, but then cost you another hour to actually prepare it and get onto the table? If so, I think you're gonna love my friends at Factor. They are a delivery service with fully prepared, intake friendly, so keto, macro conscious, low carb, vegan, you name it. They have all of these things in a special menu prepared by dietitians. Fresh, never frozen. This is amazing. If you're a busy working mom or you simply need a shortcut, I want you to look no further than Factor. You can go to runliftmompod.com/factor. Again, that's runliftmompod.com/factor and use Factor 2020 at checkout for $25 off your first week. All right. Welcome, Dawn Joseph, to the Run Lift Mom podcast. You are the founder of Simply Core Fit. I am jazzed to have you here. How are you?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for having me.
Dawn, you are a kinesiologist and core specialist, and you work with a lot of women who have pelvic pain when they run. Can you kick us off by telling us why that happens?
Yes. So, well, sometimes there's a few things happening, actually. Typically, it's either that something is too tight, so muscles are too tight, too weak, or there's an imbalance, which if you are too tight, so basically, if your hips are really, really tight, but you run through it, you just push through it, you're not really going to know. There's no red lights that say stop. And you're not even going to necessarily feel that tightness right away. But if there is that tightness, that repetitive loading. So the problem with running is it's so right, left, right, left, right, left. If you have one side that's really tight, tighter, tight, tight, it's going to create such an imbalance. And so all of a sudden things are way off, which is going to be off in anything you do. So there's often a few things going on.
Okay. So let me, and you kind of hit on this though, but you know, my first question is, Dawn, yeah, how about those type A runners that have been coached, right? Their mindset has been coached, like run through the pain or dissociate until you feel good. How would a woman like that, I guess, be aware of pelvic pain?
Well, and I'm so glad you brought up that point. I mean, I get a lot of referrals who have seen other professionals actually, and they say to me, well, my last person just told me to push through it. That's not personally my way of looking at it. If you have pain or there's a little thing inside your head that's sort of saying, maybe that's not the best idea, that's a really powerful voice and we don't listen to it enough. And I get it. When you pay someone and they're like, yeah, just push through it, you'll tend to push through it, but that's not what you want to be doing. And so a lot of what I do a lot of repatterning, which is why I do an assessment first. So looking at people, looking at sort of how they move, how they're stabilizing, those two things alone. So that's the core specialty side of what I'm doing, is that mobility and that stability, looking at those two things. And if those two things are work and work well on both sides of your body, then you're going to be really successful at running. But definitely don't feel like you ever need to push through there is an answer. There's another way of doing it. And it's usually something really simple that you can do that'll take 2 minutes before you go for a run, not like the rest of your life. You don't have to even necessarily stop running, but there's things that I give people and in 1 week it changes everything.
Do you mind? I want to back up for a second and just have you define mobility and then stability, because there are two different things. And I think in a world full of, how do I say this nicely, Dawn? In a world full of Instagram fitness teachers, I'm being snarky here, sometimes we can get those things confused or they get lumped together. So do you mind just giving us a baseline, like here's what mobility means, here's what stability means?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. There's a lot of that right now. I mean, there's a lot of motivation on Instagram and social media, which I have full props to that. But knowing this while you're all motivated and jumping up and ready to go is key. So the mobility side is how things move. So you want to have a pain-free range of motion in your joints. So when things are restricted, so take the ankles, because that's an easy one. So many people have tight calves, don't even know it. It's like, again, there's no alarm that goes off. But you know, if you wear heels or you do a lot of running or you wear flip-flops or you walk on the beach or so many reasons, just walking around every day, you have tight calves. The less ankle mobility you have, the more the other joints are going to take that load. So all of a sudden your knees are sore or your hips are sore, your back is sore. And often I always look at ankles, even if someone has a neck issue, I'm always looking at the ankle mobility. So that movement, whether it's in your ankles, your knees, your hips, your thoracic spine, your spine muscles, your neck, that's really key. That A, it moves, because if you load something that doesn't move well, you will always get pain. And the stability side is you want to control that range of motion. So having that full motion is important, but having control of it. So I always say, if you take someone like Tiger Woods came out and everyone was like, whoa, like he's amazing and he's fit and the fitness is everything. But if you watch him, he moves extremely well. His range of motion is like huge and he controls his motion. So he was such a big thing because it was all so controlled. And so when you look at the athletes that have less injuries, perform really well, it's not a strain. We tend to work against our bodies. And when you're working against your body, whether it's just as simple as doing a lunge, you're like, lunges are so hard. Because when your hips don't open, it's a really hard position to get into. So if you're running and things are really tight, every single loaded step you take is working against yourself, which is a lot of steps in a run, which is a lot of working against yourself. And so just getting you to open up first, and then when you hit the ground, you're actually controlled.
Oh, I love this. I love it so, so much. So obviously what I'm hearing you say is we have to make sure that we're moving correctly. Obviously, Dawn, you've got some great resources and I'm going to link it in the show notes. So listener, click details or swipe up, gonna depend on the player that you're in. You can get networked with Dawn in the show notes virtually if you're not local to her. But I hear you loud and clear saying like a screen is really important. Make sure that you're moving well. I wanted you to define mobility and stability because again, we lump them together often as we talk about fitness. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to pelvic pain though. So obviously the listener probably, you know, she knows where her pelvis is, I hope. Is that related to incontinence? I hear a lot of my fitness peers, as well as just in the circles where my listener hang, people talk about peeing while they run, or like if you're doing high intensity interval training, like if you've got double unders, like jump rope, there's a big joke like, panty liners for PRs, i.e. you're going to pee every time there's double unders. That's wacky and wrong, right?
Yeah. So the thing is, it's not normal. It's common, but it's not normal. And I think we've come to sort of normalize it, like, ha ha, if you're gonna, like you said, if you're gonna do double unders, you're gonna pee yourself. If you're gonna jump on a trampoline, you're gonna pee yourself. If you do have a child, you're gonna pee yourself. If you get old, you're gonna pee yourself. So there's this real, like, it's just going to happen. And so we sort of just throw it out there as like, it is what it is. For me, I don't believe it is what it is. I think sometimes, yes, things get looser as you get older, things get stretched with babies, things get pushed. So there are reasons, but muscles are incredible, and your core muscles, by the way, are not your abs and your back. Those are kind of your outer core, if you want to think of it as that. So that six pack you can see, the muscles you see, that's your outer core. But the inner core, which creates the muscles, actually sort of create what looks sort of like a cylinder inside, but it has to do with your diaphragm and your pelvic floor and these tummy flattening muscles. Those muscles are really, really key to have sorted so that you're not putting pressure. So what's happening when you get that incontinence and pelvic pain? First of all, to answer your question, are they related? I would say more dysfunction and incontinence are related. So you don't always get the pain. You're not always going to get, you know, so I've had one lady started running a lot and said, you know, my pelvis feels like it's going to blow up by the fifth day of running. That for her, she was more of a tightness issue. So giving her strength exercises would have been a disaster. So I had to get everything to relax first and then reprogram, repattern, and get her to strengthen in the right direction. The incontinence, two things really. So we tend to relate incontinence to a weakness. My pelvic floor is too weak, therefore it's leaking. Maybe it is a weakness, but maybe it's just a tightness. Maybe you are literally bearing down on it. So something as simple as a plank, if you don't breathe properly, if you don't use these core muscles I'm talking about properly, if you know, don't use your diaphragm properly, don't know how to use these deeper muscles, you're going to use that outer core. You're going to brace like crazy, which is very, very common in CrossFit. So you look ripped, but the inside is not stable. And so now all of a sudden everything's being pushed on and it can't handle it. So yes, you get that. Or, you know, your pelvic floor is like a hammock. It attaches in the front. So there's your control, your P muscles right to the back, which is like your fart muscles, basically. It's your posterior pelvic floor. So we have both. And something we don't talk a lot about is that it's many women grip. So they grip either the pelvic floor, like they kegel, because somebody told them along the way, you need more strength there. So they over kegel, which is literally like walking around with a 30-pound weight in your arm at 90 degrees all day. Like that's not going to stay at 90 degrees. Your arm's going to look ripped, by the way, just holding that weight, but it's not going to be functional. So that's what happens to your pelvic floor or the posterior pelvic floor. If you tend to butt grip, so extreme butt gripping would be like, it looks like someone's butt is eating their pants standing, but we do this very subconsciously, like just sitting. If you do a lot of driving, you're kind of like gripping. So if you're listening to this and try and just flare your bum cheeks, if you're able to, chances are you were gripping before we even talked about this. So go through your day and do little checks. Do checks of when you're standing, do checks of when you're sitting. Are you gripping? And often when there's pain, you start gripping because there's pain. So that was a very long answer. So are they related? Yes, because they're both related to the muscle, but it might be that muscle needs to relax or it might need, no, that muscle needs a little strengthening.
Well, and it opened up so many things, such as you described that hammock, right? So we've got the front as well as our, what did you call it? The back posterior?
Yeah, your posterior pelvic floor and your anterior. Yeah. So front and back, yeah.
Wonderful posterior pelvic floor. And guys, I want to remind you that Dawn does have one-on-one online training and home workout platform. So again, that stuff is in the show notes. Dawn, here's the thing though. There are probably two types of people listening. One, it's that former type that we just addressed, like the type A, like hardcore, haha, PRs, you know, PRs with a panty liner, let's roll. But then maybe there's somebody also that is ashamed, right? Like they're ashamed. They're peeing themselves when they're going through those hard efforts and they don't want to tell anybody. What would you say to her?
Well, I mean, I get why there's shame, because there's a lack of control and no one ever wants to not have control. Babies don't have control because they're not developed enough. So they pee themselves, or, you know, you get to a point in your life where you're old enough and again, you lose control. So there's a lot of shame. It's embarrassing. It's also related to your private. So it's sort of a bathroom issue. It's a behind closed doors issue. So no one wants, you know, wet pants, or to be known for that. Or, you know, most people don't want to share that. Most people aren't posting those pictures on social media. And so I don't, first of all, like I said, it's not normal, but it's super, super common. So A, you need to know you're not alone. And then B, you need to know there's other ways. There is hope. There's other things we can give you. And like I said, I mean, when you're talking for the hardcores, the lady that I worked with, I've worked with a few that are just, they're hardcore. One of them had had pelvic issues for 3 years, seen everybody. I think saw me online because it was like, what the heck, man? Online's brand new. This was way before COVID and was like, I'll do anything. But someone referred her that she trusted. And she called me in 2 weeks and said, you know what, Dawn, my husband doesn't have to pull the car over every 20 minutes. And that's life-changing for her. I mean, those are major, and that's what you're looking at. If you're going to keep pushing that pelvic floor, so as much as you're like, ha ha, you know, I just want my PR, you're doing damage. You're stressing something. And at some point you might overstress that. So you're way better to do these few things. And all I did was I might've pulled out a few things. I might've pulled planks on one of them. I might've pulled some more intense exercises initially to just get them to find these deep muscles. And then as soon as you're intentional and as soon as you realize you're not bracing and bearing down on them 24/7, they start working like they're meant to work. And all of a sudden your pelvis, which is your center of your body basically, is supporting you. And it is like a superpower. Like you want to crush CrossFit, dial this in, and you will hit PRs you didn't even know, you didn't know you needed to have or want to have. And if you're not that type and you're like, don't want to do CrossFit, never going to do it, just don't want to pee myself, it's still your superpower. Like, it's still like, haha, I have this over anyone else, and I'm going to crush this day no matter what, you know, the wheels fall off the bus in my house with my children and whatever. It's one issue you don't need to have. And
love your example of the bathroom breaks, because to me, this says it's also a quality of life issue. I mean, absolutely. Yes, there's performance. This is Run, Lift, Mom. Like, let's talk about performance. But guys, quality of life. We know that health and longevity is the most important thing. It's probably for a lot of people your why as to why you exercise. So thank you for pointing that out as well.
Absolutely. It's key. And you start to realize it, I think, more as you get older. I mean, I got to say there's a shift around 40 where your body doesn't quite do what you, you know, sort of like, oh, I can't turn my neck to the left today. I don't know why. And then 2 days later, you can turn your neck. And I've been told it doesn't get better. So as you get older and older, things are the injuries or the stress that you put on your body doesn't forget about that. So take care of the only vessel you have to live in. And this is a big one. It'll make a big difference.
It's like bittersweet, ladies. It's bittersweet. By the time you get to be a master's runner and compete in that master's category, like Dawn said, you wake up and you're like, why can't I turn my neck?
I know. I'm sorry for that doomsday, but there's hope. What I'm trying to say is do it now. And whether you're, you know, 17 now, or whether you're 60 and this is your now, it's still before you're older. And, you know, you want to do the things you love 20 years from now. And it really saddens me when I see people that don't, and they don't because they have pain and they have dysfunction, and that's a major inhibitor. And I can't say that enough, that at some point the pain's going to win. So you want control of the pain, not the pain to have control of you, or the dysfunction to have control of you. And that's what I was saying about that super cape. If you have control of it, it is really your own little superpower in your life.
I love it. And it's great because that is something we're in control of. Like some of, for example, the exercises that you do with folks on your platform, that is something that we're in control of. We cannot control our age and getting older, but the things that we can control are maybe paying attention to this pain and treating it instead of putting a panty liner band-aid on it. Can you give me one or two things, Dawn, that a woman dealing with pelvic pain or incontinence could do on her own?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and these are going to seem so crazily simple. I mean, if you look at my Instagram, some of my like little tips and do this, don't do that, they are the simplest things. Guaranteed they will change your life. So one of them is posture. So if you happen to stand with your knees locked, or you happen to stand, you know, hinging on one hip, with one hip out, which is very, very common. So for two reasons, if you have pain, you tend to lock your knees. It just tends to be a habit, right? So you look at how much time we spend standing in a day, and many of us do stand for, and especially if you work in a job where you're standing a lot or working on a standing desk. Standing desk, great thing, but they can be the end of you if you're standing improperly. So that one hip off to the side, really, both of those will really throw your pelvis off. So you can do all the greatest core exercises in the world, but if you're doing that on a regular basis, that's going to work against you. So just unlock the knees. You don't have to be like in bent knees, ready position, like you look like someone's going to serve you a volleyball or something. Just unlock your knees and think of a scale under both feet. So making sure that your hip isn't off to one side. And like I said, that's common, especially if there's like babies, and you've always put them on one hip and you get really into these habits. So those are two habits to break off the bat. The other thing is breathing. So your diaphragm is everything. And I keep coming back to this, but honestly, if you breathe very shallow, I mean, for one, it's not going to help your running at all. It's going to make it a lot easier if you can breathe and you can open up through that diaphragm. You're going to have way more mobility in your upper body. Your arm swing is going to feel fantastic. You're going to feel like a hero. Your stride length will change if you're not bearing all down. So, simple way to do it, put your hand on your chest, one hand on your belly, really easy when you're lying down because it's nice, you have that support. But you can do it sitting up because it's a great time to do it while you're sitting at a red light, let's say, and just take a deep breath in. And you should feel your bottom hand rise and fall as opposed to it all being up like in that chest. So if you think of two balloons as your lungs, when you're breathing in, those balloons should be filling. So the air is actually going down and your rib cage is expanding, your belly's expanding, and then exhaling through your mouth. So in through your nose is your filter basically, and then out through your mouth. But any kind of breathing, even if just you're a nose breather, I just want deep breaths in and getting you to expand so you're not in that lockdown brace. We're trying to unbrace here. We're trying to get that mobility, that movement, and that includes your upper body, even though we were talking about your pelvis.
I am going to link in the show notes a great resource for the moms listening, or even friend, if you are not a mom, but you just like resources that are simple, Go Noodle is a free app. You can get it on any phone, TV, browser, whatever. And you guys, they have very short, I'm talking like 2-3 minutes, breathing videos for kids that it's basically the same exercises that Dawn is describing, but it's for kids. So here's the bonus. Here is something that will serve you that you can do with their kids. Like, for example, they call it rainbow breathing when it's actually roll breathing, like what you were just describing, Dawn. So I'm going to put that into the show notes. And Mama, if you feel like, well, when am I going to practice this? Here's a way that you can do it with your kids. And as an added result, you teach your children proper breathing techniques.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, who of us ever learned to breathe? Like, unless you've gone to a yoga class or Pilates or something where they've literally taught you how to breathe, most of us just assume we're breathing because we're living. That is not the case. So something like that's amazing. And do it right before you go to bed. Like, lie down in your bed, put your hand on your chest, one on your belly, and fall asleep. Like, if you get 3 breaths in, that's fine. It's more than you have been doing. So absolutely. I think that's a great suggestion.
Oh, great tip. Okay, wrap us up here, Dawn, with some of your favorite resources for women who might be dealing with pelvic pain or just want to, you know, go into the rabbit hole on this subject, which is so interesting for women's health.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm seeing more from pelvic floor specialists, which is amazing. I'm so happy they're there. It's about time. Mommy Berry's Health is a really good one. She just detailed her whole tummy tuck. She had abdominal separation. So when there's, you know, these are quite involved topics, but she has incredible resources that she also brings in, and other physios, and really great platform. There's also Sarah Smith is another good one. She does a lot of pelvic health. So they're both quite inspiring. To be honest, I haven't seen a lot of programs necessarily, or they're very, very specific, like your postpartum, and it's the postpartum side of things. I think we tend to, if we didn't have any major issues initially, or the pelvic physio specialists weren't around at that point, we just sort of moved on. And then all of a sudden you have a 3-year-old or 7-year-old or an 11-year-old. So what I did was I actually set up a physical platform, I guess, of I really wanted to engage people. I wanted to educate people. And it's not fitness. It's not like, yay, let's do some planks. Like I said, half of you probably shouldn't be doing planks. So that's the Simply Core Strong platform. You're more than welcome to come and check that out with me. There's some free videos there. There's a free trial on there for a week. So you can come in if you don't like it or it's not for you. You don't need to, but there's 5-minute videos. There's standing videos because, you know, some of us, if we actually lay down on the floor in the day, there'd be like a dog and some children and who knows what else on top of us. So standing videos, there's stretching, there's rolling, there's all kinds. I'm right from beginner up to advanced level.
I love that so much. Listener, hear that. If you feel like if it's a barrier for you that you would need to get on the floor and it would be all involved, standing, that what an easy, easy way to break a barrier and get someone into a healthy practice. Wonderful.
Yeah. And like I said, those standing postures, fix those. Do your deep breathing, like I said, at the red lights or in your bed or like throughout your day. It just becomes, it doesn't have to be another half an hour routine. Don't feel like you need an hour to like do your core in the day. Just there's simple little things that you add. Awareness is the biggest thing. If I can get people to be aware of a few different things, it'll just change how you're using those muscles. So then when you go out and you go hard and you do what you really want to do and you do the things you love, like running, it just becomes easier and you don't fight your body and you're going to be that much faster, that much stronger and that much better.
Well, you certainly did raise some awareness today, Dawn. It was amazing hearing you talk about pelvic pain, incontinence, the difference between mobility and stability, how it affects our performance, our quality of life. I love the simple tips. You gave us some mindset help too. Listener, I'm going to put all of Dawn's information in the show notes. She is Simply Core Fit on the socials. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I love your energy. Keep doing what you do.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Run Lift Mom podcast. I want to let you know that you can swipe up in the podcast player that you're in to see the show notes. That's going to take you to my website and you're going to get a deep dive on today's show. Cool, huh? You could think of it as a blog post that complements what was covered today with all of the links and resources discussed. Don't forget to check out the podcast partners as well with some really great offers for you. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom podcast. This episode is brought to you by Alouette, where, as the name would suggest, all of the beauty products are aloe vera based. It's organic, cruelty-free, gluten-free. And if you want to try the best-selling restorative enzyme peel, just go to runliftmompod.com/peel. That's runliftmompod.com/peel. And I'll get you one in the mailbox.